Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. Lots of stuff to cover here with you, but right off the bat, unfortunately, I have to bring you all a piece of news that really isn't so good. There is apparently, yet again, a person or persons out there somewhere calling people. Where they're getting information from, I have no idea, but they're calling people, impersonating me, trying to pull off some kind of crypto scam. Please don't fall for this. I will never call you. I would never call you trying to sell you any kind of an investment vehicle of any kind. So if you get a call from someone pretending to be me, it's not me. Okay, just hang up on that person. Period the freaking end, laugh into the phone, whatever you want to do. What these people are capable of is an incredibly horrible thing. They're looking for vulnerable people. And you know who's going to fall for this kind of stuff? Very young people and very old people. Everyone in the middle, I don't have to worry about you guys and girls. You're too smart. But just again, be very aware I'm not calling anyone, asking them to invest in anything. But this particular thing going around right now, this is not the first time, is some kind of crypto scam. It's a scam. So just be aware of it. All right, now with that, people, look, tomorrow is the day, and I mean the day, where we're about to see a whole new level of, you want to talk about scam? Of scam on an unprecedented scale. Now, before we even get there, I'm going to talk about something I am describing as ballistic inflation. Ballistic inflation, and it cannot be stopped. And what the Fed is about to do with regard to cutting rates, with regard to currency devaluation, is only going to vastly exacerbate the problem. You all know that. But again, we have no one here, nobody willing to stand up for we, the American people, for right now at all. We're on our own. You understand that? We are on our own. The system is dead. Anyone that still believes in it is brain dead. It's over. Now, let's talk. So yesterday, we all understand that yesterday, we got a new record high for the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a record high. Now, this morning, Dow futures are higher, pointing towards a new record right at the open. Expect volatility here tomorrow, my Lions. Expect it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure where this is going to go tomorrow. I've been telling all of you to hold your fire, hold your fire, hold your fire. Let's hold our fire. That's what we're doing. Okay, period. Doesn't matter what happens here. If the market turns out to be a sell the news moment, we're going to jump in here. Even if it doesn't, we're going to buy. We're already along the market. We're not going to lose anything, period, the end. Opportunity is everywhere. And people, it's in commodities as well. Commodities are priced in dollars. This mechanism of currency devaluation on a vast scale, again, with the Fed about to join, the European Central Bank, the Swiss National Bank, the Bank of Canada, and there's a whole plethora of other banks ready to jump in as well, waiting to see what the Fed's going to do. Hey, look, let's just move forward here. Bets on wild stock market swings boom in either direction as traders faced most uncertain Fed rate decision in recent memory. This is historic. History is about to be made. The Federal Reserve, a crime syndicate of the highest order, is going to again continue their mission to destroy us. What they're selling us right now, what's being sold by both presidential selectees, again, right in line with the Federal Reserve, is the polar opposite of what we actually need. People, we do not need lower rates. We need higher rates, which already had historic lows. The currency is being decimated, and people, it's not just Greg Manorino talking. Here's another headline for you. U.S. dollar closes sharply lower on the Forex market. It's getting attention. It's not just you and me anymore who are paying attention to what's happening here to the dollar. This should really be a wake-up call to everyone again. And we're going to talk about ballistic inflation in just a moment. Now, here's something else I want you to pay attention to. Silver has been outperforming gold. Gold's getting all the attention here. Record high, record high, record high. Yeah, I get it. But silver has been outperforming gold this year. And look at the, and it may rise to its own record high. Of course, it's going to here. Goes on to say silver has climbed 29% this year, while gold is up 26. I mean, that's pretty freaking awesome, people. And we know we're on the right side of this. We can't be beaten. We're freaking invincible. Scammers notwithstanding. I can't, you know, look, man. I really don't hate anyone, but I hate people, I have to say, maybe in those terms. I really, people that are looking to take advantage of people like this, the weak, the elderly, especially the young, people that, I don't know a punishment that's sufficient enough, but we're going to get theirs. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, there's no escaping the eye of the Almighty. Anyway, look, so this is something I put out yesterday. All of you, you have this in your inbox right now. I'm going to go over what's happening here with regard to the global money supply, and I have presented you with facts, facts that are verifiable here. So what I want you to do, again, check your inbox. This is there. Read through this. See if it makes sense to you what I'm saying here. Please share it. Please get it out there. So here we go. Runaway ballistic inflation nightmare trouble ahead, Lions. And I go on to say, this is how severe the current issue is with central banks now inflating the world money supply at a pace which has never been seen before. But people, this is about to take on a whole new meaning with what central banks are doing now, collectively getting in here, what the Fed's going to do tomorrow. Anyway, now keep in mind that what I'm about to explain to you is going on at the same time that the world economy is contracting at its fastest pace on record. Now, this is where I cut into it here. The global broad money supply reached $129 trillion in December 2023, the last report here. Global broad money supply has increased from $26 trillion in the year 2000 to $129 trillion in 2023. During this period, the global money supply grew at 4.9 times nominal GDP, by 3.1 times real GDP, and by 2.2 times, and the consumer price index, CPI, by 2.6 times. People were being eliminated, were being exterminated. They are weaponizing the system more so against all of us. This is the true reason why we're seeing inflation. It has nothing to do with President Obama, Trump, or Biden. Here, as I have explained repeatedly, inflation is a monetary policy issue, and monetary policy is dictated by central banks. In this case, the Federal Reserve. Presidents do not have a printing press. Presidents do not have the ability to devalue the currency. This issue is about to get exponentially worse starting on Wednesday. Yes, tomorrow, this Wednesday. Do you see what I'm talking about? There's many people out here who are trying to tell you that this is not actually happening. One of them is actually Paul Craig Roberts, believe it or not. Someone brought this to my attention that Paul Craig Roberts is saying that the money supply is contracting. These are verifiable facts, what I wrote here. Again, this is in your inbox. If you don't believe what I'm saying, please, I urge you to do your own research into this. People, everything I say here, I have thought about, pondered, evaluated, and I don't come out here and just tell you things that aren't true, okay? And anyway, that's I want you to understand that. Now, I want to bring something else to your attention. Now, people, before I do this, I want to say this. In no way, shape, or form am I saying that you should invest in anything, okay? I tell you, I look for opportunity. And I try to share that with all of you. And I want you to make up your own minds here. You understand? Now, again, so when I come out with any kind of information at all, even with this ballistic inflation thing, what's going on here with the global money supply, it's unbelievable. It's unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this before in the history of the world. And what's about to happen tomorrow with the Fed is just going to exacerbate the problem. The calls for lower rates, the promises for lower rates. You want to talk about a scam? We are being scammed. The American people are being scammed by both Kamala and Trump here, selling us exactly what the Fed wants. That is lower rates. That is a weaker currency. Wake up, man. So anyway, look, so I'm going to bring something to your attention. This is for your information. If you feel like investing in this, if this is something that you think has value, in fact, let me read through this, and at the end, I'm going to give you my impression. No, for about a month now, we've been hearing about this apparent new cryptocurrency business that the Trump family is putting out. Now, we just got, this was supposed to be released a couple of weeks ago. It was put off. Yesterday at Mar-a-Lago, Trump did put out information regarding this new crypto business. It has nothing to do with, most of you were expecting, a gold-backed crypto. Not at all. It's a borrowing and lending crypto banking system that he's come up with. Okay, this is, again, anyway, look, I'm going to read this to you. You guys and girls, please make up your own minds. This is in your inbox as well, people. Please read through this. See what you're... Don't take my word for anything. I want you to read through this on your own. All right, I did this research. I put this together for all of you. And again, if this is something that you want to put your cash to work in, well, that's fine. I'm not saying not to do it. I'm not saying to do it. This is for your information so you can make up your own mind if this is something you feel is beneficial to you. You understand? Okay. Lions, title. Do you see anything here with value? Lions, after reading this at the bottom of this page, I gave you my initial impression, but I would like to hear from you. Please respond to my question. Many, almost 200, I think, responded here. All right, so this information is for your information only. Again, I am not in any way suggesting that you invest in, use, buy, or sell anything related to Trump's new crypto business. So, and I go on to say, Trump did sketch out some details of his/family new crypto business. Trump and his sons have been floating out teasers about this new endeavor for about a month. Here are some details from Trump's new crypto business. It will be called, and I put a link here, click, World Liberty Financial. This will be a type of a banking platform for cryptocurrency. 70% of this business, all the equity in this business, will be held by Trump family members. Trump says, with this new crypto banking system, it will allow people to borrow and lend crypto directly on his family platform. Investors, and this is again where you guys and girls come in, if you guys feel like this is something you want to get involved in, investors in World Liberty Financial will earn cash via transactions. Okay, the lending and borrowing of cryptocurrency. Wow, this kind of got cut off here. Now, according to the white paper describes basically the structure of the business here. This is how it's going to be set up. Trump's son, Barron, will be listed as the chief DeFi visionary, and Trump himself will have the title of chief crypto advocate. Now, here's where I go on to say, Lions, here is my initial impression of Trump's new crypto business. I do not see anything here yet of any real value. Nothing revolutionary. Revolutionary would have been, let's return us to a constitutional money system. It's not going to happen. So my question to all of you is, what do you see? Do you, from what you've just heard, and if you have a copy of this in your inbox, I really do want to hear from you on this. Is this something you would want to put your cash to work in? You want to invest in this new business, World Liberty Financial, again, a crypto banking platform which will allow people to borrow and lend crypto directly on the platform? I want to hear from you on it. Again, you know my input. I'm not telling anyone to invest in this, people. My words tend to get twisted around. You have to understand, people look to hurt me and they look to hurt you. Okay. I am not saying, and I cannot be more clear on this. I want you to objectively look at what I say or when I put out something like this, for example, as information for you. All right. You guys and girls decide what you want to do with this stuff. You understand? There are a few things here that are no-brainers here. If we understand that we're about to see ballistic inflation, and I mean ballistic, it can't be stopped. And again, what the Fed's doing here cutting rates, joining central banks who are on a mission to destroy all of us. Again, there's central banks all over every continent on this planet. That's their basis. It's a war. It's a war. They are winning this war. We have no one here to help us out here. Okay? How do we fix it? We need a return to constitutional money. Period. The freaking end. We have been assured this in the U.S. Constitution. In no way, no way, shape, or form does it say in the U.S. Constitution that we should have a debt-based system, a crypto-backed system, a blockchain system, anything other than gold and silver. You understand? So the law is on our side here. And that's why we're going to march on the Fed next year, July 4th, 2025. You all know that. Anyway, people, look, I really hope you're getting something out of these videos. This morning, just in case you were wondering, the dollar is lower again. The 10-year yield lower again. The MMRI lower again. We're being destroyed. I mean, this mechanism here is, of course, going to... The mechanism here is to obviously foster a wealth transfer on an unbelievable scale here. And we need to take advantage of every single thing, every single possible thing that comes our way with regard to this nightmare situation that we're into here. And if you feel that this is a way for you to get cash to work for you, you want to be part of this Liberty World Financial, this crypto banking platform, which will allow you to borrow and lend crypto directly on the platform. Remember, investors here will make cash from these transactions here. And look, that's all I'm going to say about that. I want you guys and girls to make up your own mind with regard to if this is something you want. Me personally, I think the best way to take advantage of what's happening around us is exactly what we've been doing, people. Bet against the debt. Become your own central bank. Hoard gold. Silver, more specifically. Physical, in your hand, people. Here, you got it? And of course, exposure to commodities across the board. And yes, I believe cryptocurrencies as well. I don't know about this borrowing and lending platform, banking platform, World Liberty Financial that Trump's family is getting involved in here. I really don't. If you guys and girls want me to do more research on this, you know what? Let me know. Let me know, people. I want to hear from you again. You guys and girls out here are the ones who I answer to. Do you want me to do more research into World Liberty Financial, this new crypto banking platform? If you want me to do that, I will. I will look into it deeper. Everything here is pretty much spelled out. It's all been sketched out for you. But if you feel like you want to know more, do your own research as well. But I want to hear from you, Greg. You know, this is something I want to get involved in. I would like to hear more from you on this. Or, Greg, you know what? In no way, shape, or form, anywhere on this planet Earth would I get involved in this. I want to hear from you either way, all right? And I want to hear from you on everything else that we spoke about. Anyway, I hope you got something out of this, people. So what the central banks are doing to us is an elimination. It's an extermination via inflation, and they're not going to stop. We have no one here, nobody, with enough voice or power to raise awareness as to what's going on, unfortunately. It's just not going to happen. They're all playing the game. They've been given a script. They're told what to say. And that's it. And there are some that are looking to seriously capitalize on all this. And you and me, what we're doing is we're turning the tables here. We know we're being destroyed. We know what's happening. We know who our enemy is. We know who the players are. We know who the puppets are. If we don't take action here against this, we're going to lose. And I don't want anyone here to lose. Not anyone at all. Okay? I promised you from years ago, I will never let you down. And I will say that again. I will keep you aware. I will keep you in the loop. I will bring things up. And you make up your own minds, people, as to what you feel is the right action to take. All right? With that said, I'm going to let you all go. Love you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. I will see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. People, if you got something out of this, I want to hear from you. Please comment on everything we spoke about here. Share this stuff on your social networks. Please get this out there. We're in danger. I don't know another way to put it. And our enemy, our enemies work 24-7. 24-7! That means we have to work 24-7 as well. You understand? And we got each other's backs. This pride, is more powerful today after yesterday than it has ever been. And we're going to get stronger moving forward. The weak have been eliminated. And that's the way it's going to go around here from now on. I can promise you that. Love you all. See you later. Until we meet again, please take care of yourselves and each other.